proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me. Today I'd like to share with you a thought concerning one of the common expressions used in the Bible. Many times when reading the scriptures, we come across phrases that we often wonder what they mean. So let's now discuss the familiar biblical phrase from the words of Jesus, "Let the dead bury their dead." This unique phrase, "let the dead bury their dead," is a poetic term. It's significant, especially in understanding the background and culture of the scriptures. In order to better understand this, let's look at ancient Jewish burial practices. When a loved one died in ancient Jewish societies, they were usually quickly buried within 24 hours. This happens even today. Embalming is not practiced, nor autopsies performed except under rare circumstances. Even so, Jewish burial practices are very significant. Funerals would be in two parts. First came the initial interment, as the body would be washed and spices would be applied during the initial days of mourning. The body would then be laid in a cave or a tomb. They were laid either on an open rock slab, or if they could afford it, the body would be placed in a sarcophagus. Interestingly, the word sarcophagus means flesh eater. The next part of the funeral would take place about a year later. By this time, the body would have decomposed, with probably only bones remaining. The family would then collect the bones and place them in an ornate limestone box called an ossuary. The ossuary, or bone box, would then be interred in another part of the family tomb. The word ossuary actually means bone eater. Many of these ossuaries have been found by archaeologists in Israel, one of the most famous of those being that of Caiaphas, the high priest. This background helps us put in context the discussion between Jesus and a would-be disciple. He called several people to follow him and to be his disciples, but some were hesitant and did not count the cost of discipleship. Let me now share with you this passage. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 8, verses 21 and 22 reads, "And another of Jesus' disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead." Some commentators believe that the man's father was still alive, and that he was waiting for him to pass away and perhaps to receive his inheritance. The command to honor our parents could have weighed heavily on his mind as well. But with the ancient Jewish burial practices that we have just discussed, I believe it is more likely that the man's father had already died, but he was waiting for the next year so he would gather his father's bones to his final resting place. Jesus was not disrespecting the man or his father. He was simply challenging the would-be disciple on his priorities. Whereas honoring his father was commanded by God in the Torah, the command to return a year later for the final burial was not. I love what commentator William Arndt said concerning this text. The answer Jesus gave was a play on words. The word dead has two meanings. Let the spiritually dead bury their physically dead. Those who are spiritually dead can render services to those that are physically dead in their circles. But for the work of a higher nature, for the preaching of the good news, they are not fitted. The man's commitment to follow Jesus was half-hearted. No man can serve the Lord effectively with dual priorities. True discipleship calls upon us to be like Christ. In the first century, as well as it is today, it is a call to die to self and to take on a higher cause of following Jesus, the Messiah. And as we do, we are commanded to preach and proclaim the good news, the truth of God. Now how about you today, my friend? Where is your priority? Are your eyes and heart devoted to other things instead of God? By following Jesus, we take on his character, walking just as he walked. Being a disciple of Jesus is not easy, but is made possible as we submit ourselves to him. Believe me, it is worth it. Now I invite you to join us again next time as we will look at another familiar biblical phrase. Also, I want to mention that IBJM does host a special tour to Israel on a regular basis. Let the Bible come alive on this trip of a lifetime. In fact, this would be a good opportunity for a church to send their pastor and his wife or perhaps the church staff to Israel, and I know that would be a benefit to the church as a whole. And definitely it'll be something that the whole church will receive a blessing from. So if you'd like to hear more about the Israel trip, simply contact us here for more information. And if you'd like to hear this program again or any other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says, "Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.